Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis of Masechet Avodah Zarah. We are on the third line of the page, Yom Tiglachas Zekeno. So we said the day that the king shaves his beard and his baloris. So the baloris is like a chup. It's a hair that's grown in the back of the neck. It's a reverse chup, I guess. It's grown on the back of the neck, l'shem Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara discusses, what does this phrase mean? Yom Tiglachas Zekeno Ubaloriso. How are we supposed to read the Mishnah? Yom Tiglachas Zekeno V'Hanachas Balariso? Do we mean to say the day that the Ovid Kochavim shaves his beard and the rest of the hair on his head, other than his baloris, which he leaves growing, for the Shema Vodazara? Odila Yom Tiglachas Zekeno V'Ha'avaras Balariso? Or are we talking about two totally separate days? The day that he shaves his beard, and the day that he removes his baloris from his head, l'shem the avodah zarah. So Tashma says Gemara will bring a raya to answer this suffix. The Tanya Travayhu, the Brisa lists both of them. The Brisa says Yom Tiglachas Zekano v'Hanachas Balariso, and Yom Tiglachas Zekano v'Avaras Balariso. That both of those are days that will be a Yom Ayiv, the day that he shaves his zakar and the rest of the hair in his head, but leaves the baloris, and the day that he removes the baloris. So we see that they're both a Yom Ayud. So now the Gemara adds another Yom Ayud that the Romans had, which wasn't even mentioned in the Mishnah. Amar Vidomer Shmuel, Od Acheres Yeshlam Baromi. There was another Yom Ayud in Rome, in addition to the ones we said in the Mishnah. Achas Hashim Shanam Avim Adam Shalem. Once every 70 years, they will bring a person who is totally unblemished as a remes to Esav, who was an unblemished person. Umar Kivinoso Al Adam Chiger. And they would ride him on top of another person who is somewhat disabled, who is hobbled, to represent Yaakov, who is a hobbled person from his fight with the Sarah Shalesav. Umal Bishno, so Big Day Adam Arishon, they would have the person who represents Esav wear the clothing of Adam Arishon, Manichlo Barosho, Karkiflo, Shel Rabbi Shmuel, and they would put the skin of the head of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol on this person. Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol is one of the Asara Aruge Malchus, and the way that he was killed was that they skinned the skin off of his head. He was skinned. They took it straight off of his head. That was one of the gruesome way that he was killed. And they would hang around his neck as a show of his importance, a special precious gem that was extremely valuable, that weighed 4 zuz. And they would line the streets of Rome with special precious gems. Umachrizin lefanav sach kiri, and they would announce in front of the guy who represented Yaakov that the cheshbon of this person, of Yaakov, who said to his children that the geula is going to come, plaster, that the, you know, when he told them that one day there's going to be a geula, it was all a lie. Achua de Marana Zayafna, the brother of this, this is the lying brother of our master Esav, that he made himself like Esav in order to take the bracha of Yitzchak to be the one who takes over the more prominent position. But he is nothing but a cheat and a liar who tried to steal the bechorah from Esav. Dechami chami delo chami lo chami. Someone who sees this simcha now sees it. Someone who doesn't see it maybe is never going to be able to see it. Maya hani l'rama b'ramuse l'zayafna b'zayavnuse. Look, that the cheat didn't gain anything through his cheating and is lying, because look where he is now. He's on the bottom, and he's being paraded through the streets. And they would finish the announcements that they were making by saying, "Vayledin kad Yaakov din." Woe to Esav when Yaakov rises again in Achras Hayamim. So it says, "Amar Avashi yichshilin piyam l'rashayim." These Rashayim stumbled in what they're saying in the way that they announced. They tried to humiliate Yaakov. If they would have said that the liar is the brother of our master, then it would mean kidikamri, what they're trying to express. But hashadamri dimarana zayafna, they said achua dimarana zayafna, so you could put the comma before the word dimarana, so it's dimarana zayafna mariana gufe zayafna. What they're really saying is that their own master is a liar. Why doesn't our Tana list this as one of the Avodah Zarah festivals? It doesn't get listed as one of the festivals because it wasn't an annual festival. Only those things that are done every year get listed. So main point number one, every 70 years the Romans would have a festival celebrating the success of Esav and the failures of Yaakov, but it doesn't get mentioned in our Mishnah because it didn't happen every year. So it says in Marahani Deramayi, all the festivals we mentioned so far are the Roman festivals. Ude Parsai Mai, what are the Parsai festivals? So the Gemara lists Mutradi, Vitoryaski, Morhanki, Umoharin. Hani de Parsai Deramayi, these are the festivals of the Parsai and the Ramayi. De Bavlai Mai, what are the Bavlai festivals? Well, they are Mohanki, Va'ankisi, B'chanuni, V'eser Ba'adar. Amrav Chanan Bar Chista Amarav, V'amrila, Amrav Chanan Bar Rava Amarav, Chamisha Batei Avodah Zarah Kavuin Hein. There are five established Batei Avodah Zarah that every day they worship Avodah Zarah. Elu Hein, Beis Baal B'Bavel, a place called Beis Baal in Bavel, Beis Nevo B'Kursi, Tarata Shebimapag, Tzarefa Sheba Ashkelon, V'Nishra Sheba Aravia. Those are the places that they worship Avodah Zarah all the time. Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Balva from Eretz Yisrael, Hosifu Alehen, Yirid Shabbat in Bechi. The Chum added another place, Yirid in Bechi, Nidbucha Shabbat Acho, and Nidbucha in Acho. Ikata Amri, Nispara Shabbat Acho, Rav Dimi Radam, Masni Ibcha, Yirid Shabbat Acho, Nidbucha Shabbat in Bechi. Okay, more places of Avodah Zarah. Amle Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista l'Rav Chista. My Kavuin Hein, what does it mean? What halach are you telling us when you're saying that these Batei Avodah Zarah are Kavua? Amalei, hachi amar vuchadimich, this is what your maternal grandfather explained, kavun hein la'olam, tadiru kulashata palchiluhu. They're always established, l'shem Avodah Zarah, the entire year, they're always doing things for Avodah Zarah, and therefore those places are always asr b'masa umatan. So the main point over here, there are certain places that you're never allowed to do business because they are established as places that are of constant Avodah Zarah. Okay, the Mishnah had said that Chum do not allow doing business with other Chavim for 3 days before the Yom Ayid. So Shmuel holds that all places have the same halacha. Amar Shmuel begola in Galus, where the Yad of the Chavim is Tekifa Aleinu, where the of the Chavim are in control, and if they get the sense that we're refraining from business with them, it's gonna cause us major problems. Einu asol yomedim bilvad. We cannot extend the Yisr for 3 days in advance. The Yisr has to be only on the Yom Ayid itself. The Mishnah that doesn't allow doing business even 3 days in advance is talking about when the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael. V'yomedim nami mi asir, and even on the festival itself, is it really asir? Rav Yehuda Sharei Rav Brona Lazvunei Chamara. Didn't Rav Yehuda allow Rav Brona to sell wine? Ula Rav Gidal Lazvunei. And Rav Gidal to sell wheat on the festival of the merchants of the city that make a festival for Avodah Zarah. Says Mar Shiny Chagzadetayi, that's not a real established festival that and therefore that's not considered a typical Yom Ayid. So main point over here. When the Jewish people are in Galus, there is no 3 day, there's no Isser of doing Maso Matan 3 days in advance, only on the Yom Ayid itself is Aser. Okay, we're going to stop there, and next time we'll start with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yod Aleph Amud Beis.